Greetings, fellow seekers of truth. I'm Coach Mark. Today, let's embark on a journey of self-reflection as we talk about pride. The scripture I want to share with you today comes from 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. In these verses, we're reminded of the importance of humility. God opposes the proud, but extends his grace to the humble. When we humble ourselves before him and others, we open ourselves up to his blessings and favor. Now, pride often creeps into our lives in subtle ways, leading us to prioritize ourselves over others and seek recognition and validation from the world. However, true fulfillment and contentment can only be found when we place our trust in God and live with humility. So, how can we overcome pride in our lives today? Let's start by examining our motives and attitudes. Are we seeking to glorify ourselves, or are we seeking to glorify God? Let's choose humility in our interactions with others, recognizing their worth and value in God's eyes. This can be tough, but think of wearing your humility like clothing. So let's take this clothing example literally for a moment. Now, do you wear your clothes and accessories as a weapon to try and make others feel less than you? Or do you wear things to blend in and make others feel comfortable with you? That might seem like it's a shallow take on things, but honestly, it's one of the ways that we make ourselves approachable for the sake of Christ. Funny fact about the way I dress, my friends call it the Marxedo. It consists of a t-shirt, shorts, and sneakers. See, I used to be too caught up in wearing things that would make people impressed with me. And after many humbling experiences in college, the military, and marriage, I now make a conscious effort to wear clothes that will put people at ease and even encourage them. It makes me approachable, and we want to be approachable to others, to listen to them, to introduce them to Jesus. How do we do that? Well, here's an idea and a challenge. Your challenge for today is to make a conscious effort to listen more than you speak. Instead of focusing on yourself and your achievements, take the time to truly hear what others have to say and show genuine interest in their lives. Literally approach every interaction with other people today, ready to listen and talk as little as possible. By doing so, you'll demonstrate humility and build stronger relationships with those around you. Furthermore, let's make it a point to share what we've learned about humility with someone else, whether through a kind word, a thoughtful gesture, or a conversation about our own struggles with pride. Let's reveal God's truth and grace to those around us. Remember, humility is not about thinking less of ourselves, but about thinking of ourselves less. By humbling ourselves before God and others, we position ourselves to receive his abundant grace and blessings. Focus on approaching others with humility and grace, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. Now go, win today.